This is Gordon Clough with The World at One, a special edition entirely devoted to the latest developments in the Falklands crisis. First, the headlines. British planes have gone into action against the Argentine-controlled airfield at Port Stanley in the Falklands. There are few details of what happened. Argentina says that British Harrier jump jets were repelled by anti-aircraft fire. The Foreign Secretary is off to Washington tonight for talks with the United States administration and with the United Nations Secretary General. Japan has announced economic sanctions against Argentina. Britain has taken its first military action against the Falkland Islands. Warplanes flew low over the islands earlier this morning to attack the only airfield there at the capital, Port Stanley. Their aim was to prevent the Argentine invasion forces from using the airstrip. The action came less than 24 hours after Britain's total exclusion zone came into force around the islands, and the Minister of Defence in London say the raid was carried out to enforce the blockade. The attack has been confirmed by the government in Buenos Aires. Now, with the latest news from the Minister of Defence, here's our defence correspondent, Christopher Lee.
The Defence Ministry won't say when the attack took place, except that it was this morning. Reports from Buenos Aires suggest that it came shortly before 9 o'clock London time, and that Harrier jump jets were used. In London, there's been but the barest of details from the Ministry. But a short time ago, a spokesman repeated the original announcement of the action.
Early this morning, British aircraft took action to enforce the total exclusion zone and to deny the Argentinians the use of the airstrip at Port Stanley. We are not yet able to give details, but we'll do so as soon as we have authoritative information.
His statement suggests that the action was against the airstrip. If it's badly damaged, then it could take some time for Argentine engineers to repair. And that means that until it is, there would be no point in the Argentine Air Force trying to run the blockade with transport aircraft, because there'd be nowhere for them to land. So far, there are no reports of the extent of any damage or casualties. The ministry spokesman made it clear that after an air attack, there must be a period of radio silence. Then the air crews must be what he called scrupulously debriefed. All this means that there aren't any more information reaching London for some time, certainly not in any form that could be made public. The debriefing officers will want to know the answers to the following questions. Was the airstrip damaged? Were Argentine aircraft destroyed? Which planes were hit? Were facilities such as ammunition and fuel stores knocked out? And, of course, what opposition was there? It is very likely that during the past 24 hours, Royal Navy electronic countermeasure teams have been jamming Argentine radar and signal systems. They do that to give the air attack every chance of getting through. Later today, we may know how successful they were.
Christopher Lee at the Minister of Defence. The authorities in Argentina have confirmed the raid. They claim the British aircraft were repelled by Argentine troops on the islands. So far, there's been no official reaction from the ruling military junta in Buenos Aires. We've just had this report from Paul Reynolds in the Argentine capital.
Communique number 38 from the military government was issued nearly 4 hours after the air raid and nearly an hour after the British announcement. It reads, the military junta informs the Argentine people that at 0440 today, Saturday, May the 1st, the United Kingdom of Great Britain attacked Puerto Argentino in the Malvinas Islands. This attack was carried out by Harrier aircraft based on aircraft carriers and was repelled by anti-aircraft fire from the forces who are defending our sovereignty. The official news agency Telam says President Galtieri was immediately informed of the attack and called in his closest advisers. Western military sources here had predicted a British attack on the airstrip. Argentina has been supplying its troops in the Falklands by air from the mainland base at Comodoro Rivadavia. It's believed that some Argentine-built ground attack planes were at Port Stanley. These were designed for anti-guerrilla operations. And Britain also needed to deny Argentina the use of the runway for its fighter and ground attack aircraft based on the mainland.